Hi there, I am Mary, and this is Trips in Silence, the podcast. My aim with this podcast is to help you bring more mindfulness into your daily life so that the noise, both from your mind and from the outside world, slowly disappears. I'll take you on a journey of introspection and reflection that will give you no other option than to grow into who you were always meant to be. Welcome to Trips in Silence, and let's get started with today's episode. Ever since COVID arrived, end of 2019, I've gotten this general feeling in me that I'm struggling to move forward. It almost feels like months and years are passing by at the speed of light, but I suddenly stopped making progress. Every time I think about the fact that it's 2022 already, and also about the fact that we're almost already mid-2022, I'm like, honestly, what the fudge? So my love, today my soul is delighted to share with all of us a message along the lines of our perception of time, achievements, and ultimately, that disgusting feeling of falling behind. The reality is that in order to feel like we're falling behind, there needs to be a reference that we're using to measure where we're at. And that reference is normally based on expectations that come from specific beliefs. Maybe the expectations that you're using are similar to the ones that I've been using, which sounds something like, I thought I would be done by now. I thought I would have already made it by now. I thought I would feel more accomplished and fulfilled by now. I thought I would feel prouder of myself by now. And see, my love, at least for me, and I bet that this is also true for you, these expectations are based on external outcomes and achievements that we believe we need to see materialize within specific timeframes. The only reason why we keep feeling that we're behind is because we have all these ideas of what should have already happened by now, because we're operating based on beliefs that tell us that by right now, we're already past our deadlines. Beliefs that scream to us, what's taking you so long? Don't you see how much time has passed? Don't you think you're being a little too slow? But what would life feel like today if time didn't exist? What would life feel like right now if it wasn't wrong that we haven't achieved certain things at certain ages within specific time frames? What if the reason why you feel so behind is that you're only measuring what you haven't achieved while you're totally disregarding what you have indeed achieved? And what if the reason why you're disregarding that you have indeed achieved a bunch of beautiful and magical things is that you're operating under the belief that those things aren't important enough? The belief that they're not big enough? The belief that anyone could do those things, even though in reality, that's either not true or completely irrelevant, because what others do has actually no relevance in the measurement of how big what you do is. We live in a world where we're rarely congratulated for overcoming our internal battles or for overcoming those unexpected challenges that, when we do, don't necessarily leave us feeling closer to what we're aiming for, but sometimes simply leave us feeling tired and unmotivated. We're not congratulated for fighting inner demons that require us to step back, breathe, and take some time to rethink where we're going and how we'll do it. And because we're usually not congratulated for those things, it often happens that when you spend an entire year, or maybe even 2 or 3 or whatever, overcoming challenges of that kind, even though you're making incredible inner progress that will make room for flowers to bloom in the future, you end up feeling that you haven't done anything. But my love, that's not true, and your soul knows it. Your soul knows that in the journey of the soul, you've achieved much greater things than achieving specific external things under specific time frames. Today, I'm inviting you to forget that we are in whichever month we're in and in whichever year we're in. I'm asking you to see today for what it is. A day filled with opportunity. A day in which you've woken up and shown up once again, even after the toughest storms. Today, I want you to promise yourself that you'll try your ultimate best to never again put yourself down because it's summer of 2022 or whenever you're listening to this and you haven't achieved something that you thought you would have by now. Today, I'm encouraging you to embrace this present moment for what it is, the present moment, and to wash away all of those stories about what you should or shouldn't have by now. Because my love, the moment that time frames and external achievements are ruling your sense of value and true joy, that's the moment you're being fully guided by your ego, leaving no room for the guidance of your soul. So come back to the truth of this moment. Take a deep breath and realize that there's just no measurement that can tell you whether you're ahead or behind in life. Because being ahead or behind in life is simply not a real thing. It's an illusion of the ego, and your soul flies way higher than that. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, share it with your friends and family so that they can also bring more mindfulness and welcome more peace and clarity into their lives. Make sure to follow the podcast and to activate receiving notifications when new episodes are released. If you want to deepen your spiritual and mindfulness journey and you'd like to do it through Trips in Silence, make sure to visit tripsinsilence.com, where you can get both free access to mindfulness, self-love, and confidence mini trainings inside the Soul Portal, or also join one of my deeper and longer spiritual and soul awakening programs to release self-doubt, stress, and anxiety, and instead embrace abundant inner peace and confidence through Trips in Silence mindfulness methods such as meditation, visualization, journaling, and intentional living. That's tripsinsilence.com. And you can also find me on Instagram at tripsinsilence. Once again, thank you for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.